A lot of things that students talk about, number one, are study skills, study habits, because as they're trying to prepare for college or university, these are college-level courses. They want to be introduced to what that kind of rigor looks like and what expectations are. So that is one. The other is they like the environment. Most students who sign up for advanced placement courses are serious students, so they know everybody who walks in that door is coming in focused on teaching and learning and being the very best that they can be. And secondly, in this economy, as we kind of look, not in the state of Maryland, because our administration and General Assembly are very good to higher ed, but a lot of places have tuition costs increasing, and so the number of courses they can get before they graduate from high school that will give them college-level credit is a benefit to them economically as well.
As a teacher, some of your thoughts about these numbers and
I think even working in elementary school at that very first level, it just fosters their creativity, their engagement in activities that they might not normally get in other classes. We have robotics clubs and we have math and science nights and all types of programs that even at the earliest levels, children can get involved in, and it opens their minds up and they just begin to crave that kind of coursework and opportunities to explore things that go beyond what a regular standard classroom routine might look like. So we foster that early, and then they continue to have those opportunities, and those are the students that you see participating in these AP honors type of courses.
If there's a criticism I hear of AP classes is that they're too much focused on the test and getting the college credits. And I'm curious, just your visibility, your experience with your son, Dr. Lowry, any thoughts on that?
So if it's the right test, it's okay to be focused on the test. Mm-hmm. And if these are college-level courses, that means in order for those students to take this juried assessment, it's not something that we take into a back room. This is nationally normed. If those students are taking those assessments and being successful on it, that means that they have gleaned knowledge that portable, they take that knowledge with them and they own it. So the tests are very much aligned with the curricula, and if they are being successful on the test, that means they have really learned that curricula, and that's a good thing.
And they should rightfully be given the credit for what they have earned on those rigorous exams after those courses of study, and it should be something that they could take on with them to college.
Thank you.